This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We'll cast an eye toward the economic calendar for the end of this week to set up this next item. At the risk of repeating myself, spending by or on behalf of consumers drives 70% of this entire economy. And of late, there have been signs that spending has been slowing. So come Friday morning, when we'll get data on consumer spending, as well as PCE, personal consumption expenditures, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, there will be economic insights to be had. So Marketplace's Savannah Marr previews Friday's news today with a look at what consumers are spending their money on now.
Americans are pretty much set on stuff. We've been stocking up on clothing, electronics, big ticket items for our homes.
And obviously there's just so many air fryers I can have on my countertop.
Stephen Rogers is a managing director with Deloitte. He says folks are trying to rebuild their savings cushions, but we're still talking about the American consumer.
All right, I'm going to be a responsible adult and put some money away, but I'm also going to go out and have some fun and travel.
Rogers says there's still pent-up demand for services like airfare and hotel stays. And for folks who can't afford vacations, luxurious or otherwise, Rogers says people at almost every income level are finding ways to spend on fun. Sophia Baig sees this too. She's an economist at Morning Consult.
There continues to be surprising strength in spending in our recreation category.
She says consumers are being more price conscious about necessities at, say, the grocery store, so we can afford to go out.
Maybe the way that we can treat ourselves is by going to the local baseball game or, you know, going to a movie.
So when might inflation and higher borrowing costs and fears of a recession really start to take a bite out of this kind of spending? Andrew Sicilla, a managing director with Alex Partners, is also wondering.
I feel like everyone has said for the last 6 to 9 months, wait, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen.
But so far, people are still taking out their wallets. On Friday, Sicilla expects we'll still be calling consumer spending resilient. But come June and July, he expects even our spending on services to dip. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.